Hey, it's E.B. Moss, and this is a bonus episode of Insider Interviews, where you get the insider scoop on the business of media marketing and advertising. And it's a bonus because it's the second bonus episode of January 2024. And it's extra special because this was a live, on our feet, walk and talk about some of the things that I was seeing in real time from CES in Las Vegas. I grabbed a couple of friends I bumped into along the way, including David Berkowitz and Jeff Minsky. You're going to hear a lot of ambient noise. What better for authenticity, as they say. And then you'll have some nice smooth audio as my other friend Kathy Neuberger and I recap some of the things that we saw on the floor and off. And I should also invite you to stay tuned for the first full episode of Insider Interviews this year, when I speak to three other impressive folks that I saw in Las Vegas. And believe me, what happened in Las Vegas ain't gonna stay there. Stay tuned. So one of the things that I love about CES is, of course, the tech, because I'm such a geek, but it's also running into fellow geeks. Hello, David Berkowitz.
Hello, EB.
You know, I see you in New York City fairly often, but here we are in Las Vegas walking the floor of Eureka Park.
The cutting edge, breakthrough, anything goes, bare knuckle startup playground.
Exactly. It's fascinating. I mean, I can't figure out how to get from France to Japan. But they're all here on display, and it's really impressive. One of the things that I really appreciate about you is your cutting-edge knowledge, and you did create FOF and something called AIMG, right? Which is?
The AI Marketers Guild.
Tell us about that.
It's the first and foremost community for marketers trying to make sense of AI, but doing so together, something that's very peer-driven.
Yeah, and you've had your own little mini startup fairs, if you will. I've met some really interesting people there as well. And David, you're so generous with sharing your knowledge. I hope that you don't mind doing it on the fly as we walk the halls of Eureka Park.
Let's do it. This place is always just, it's wild every year, right? Like, this is just, anything goes. You see a lot of the weird, a lot of these companies that you're never going to hear from again, and it's like, how'd they even get in here? But also some things that are like, oh, wow, this is maybe where things are going.
What have you seen so far that you're loving?
Well, I'm trying to see, like, what's the tech that matters, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I saw a really fun Israeli AI tech company that has, like floating AR stuff in Zoom rooms, like, so weird and so complicated and stuff like that. And I'm seeing a lot of things even across the show beyond here. For instance, I've spent a little time with Perfect Corp, and they're a big player in the beauty space that does these like AI powered beauty makeovers. They're in from Taiwan. I mean, big presence in the US as well. And what I find really fascinating is some of these companies, first of all, that have been using AI for a long time and now add a generative AI layer. And so they're creating something. It's not just analyzing something or making some of these connections behind the scenes. And I mean, I'm very interested in what marketers care about. And you look at some of those, call them like those win-win-win scenarios,
yeah,
that there's something of value for consumers, even if you don't buy, but they'll steer you to make a purchase, and
yes,
there's the commercial value as well. And so things like a beauty app that analyzes your face and gives you some real insight that maybe you never had. Your dermatologist might not have access to this tech yet,
yep,
and yet you can get it on a consumer app, which is crazy. But then it does recommend products, which makes sense. Like, it's got to be monetized somehow.
So there are a lot of different verticals, as you mentioned, beauty and areas like healthcare. And we're learning a lot about everything from e-drugs to ways to train your pet. It's crazy. Everything's here.
Yeah, and there is so much of this, something for everyone, maybe something for no one in some cases. And so what I think a lot of people miss about CES is it's ultimately about people's lives, about people's lifestyles. And so you have some stuff that's been kind of silly, the internet-connected refrigerator, that some version of it's been around 10, 15 years.
Right.
But you also have some of these little things like how are we going to shop? How are we going to cook? How are we going to drive? How are we going to communicate with each other? And it's all here. And it's just impossible to find it all.
Right.
There's so much of it here.
For the sake of sound, and we're about to talk about sound, I'll explain the next two segments. I happened by the booth of two different products made by Japanese companies. The first is a product from NTT Sonority. It's sort of a futuristic earbuds that sit outside of your ear, if you can picture that. I spoke to Raul Davis, the CEO of their PR agency. And then I stopped by Mirai, and I spoke to Kai, who explained the new way that they enable conversations to be heard better when you're watching TV.
Well, I think what you'll find most intriguing is our personalized sound zone technology. And what it does is it allows you to have situational awareness. So you can hear everything going on around you, as well as listening to your music or whatever you're doing. So imagine being at home, you're telecommuting, and being able to actually hear the doorbell, right?
Yes.
Or imagine you're parenting, there's something going on with the children, and you can be aware of what's going on with your children while listening to your music. So that's our technology. It's personalized sound zone. And the other thing it does is it sits on your ear instead of in your ear. Imagine not having earwax or hearing loss or any of those sort of things. So
right.
It's a wonderful technology. We have a wireless, a wired version, and we're coming out with some new products this fall.
Now, you are their advanced man, as we used to call the PR and comms teams, right? Tell me about your company.
So I'm the CEO of Ascendant Group Branding, and we're a world leader in CEO branding as well as corporate branding. We've been around for 19 years, one of PR News' top 100 elite agencies, and we've had the great opportunity to work with this company, which is so interesting because it is both a startup, but it sits within a $100 billion company, NTTS, fourth largest company in Japan.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's excellent, and clearly they had some good research budgeting against this. I'm really looking forward to trying it.
And that's the thing about Japanese innovation, the level of precision, the level of care, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So, speaking of better audio quality and sound, which,
yes,
of course, is something that I'm really passionate about, I tracked down the Mirai booth. It's from Sound Fun out of Japan. Is that right?
Yes, I'm Kai.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too. So what intrigued me about this is that it helps me have a better listening experience to my TV, my other area of passion. I'm a big TV junkie.
Okay.
So can you explain what this speaker does and its difference?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. It does exactly what you said. It helps people who have a hard time hearing the TV sounds better. Especially in the dialogue and spoken words, it helps you hear those better without turning up the volume.
So it's pretty sleek, and it's sort of like if you have one of those sound
right.
bars and it just sits under your TV or next to your TV.
Right.
Okay. And it's available at retail now?
Yes, we sell it on our website at soundfun.net. And also Amazon, if you search SoundFun or Mirai Speaker, it'll come up.
All right, perfect. I'm going to try it.
Great.
I mean, what's also so refreshing here is that there's so many countries represented, and so there's a huge pavilion from France and Korea and Japan and Singapore, and like it's like so much of the world coming together, and it's
wonderful.
And also it's fascinating when you meet a lot of these companies. There are so many of them, and it's just very uplifting to see people from all over the world come together.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I'm gonna keep exploring.
David Berkowitz, thanks for walking and talking with me a little bit.
Thank you, Evie. It's just great to be here and follow your coverage.
Thank you, and I'll see you back in New York with AIMG and FOF. Okay. It's old home week at CES.
Yes, it is. We are here in Las Vegas.
But wait.
Our Media Village friends.
That's not all.
All right. But wait, that's not all.
So. Jeff Minsky, if you couldn't tell, the notorious. Good to see you, Jeff.
Great to see you, Amy.
So you have been wandering the halls.
I have been wandering the halls.
You know, I
lost
did,
in the desert. That's all right, what our people
take
do.
It down a notch,
okay,
Minsky. This
Fine.
Is what it's like to see old friends. But I truly value your mind. And when I first stopped you and said hi, we talked about the fact that the SK booth is off the charts.
Yeah. What's very interesting, and I've said this before, you know, CES is a microcosm of the global economy. And in the 70s, you had, you know, RCA Magnavox. You had, so America was the core center. Then you had Japan with Sony and Toshiba. And then you had the rise in the 90s and the 2000s of South Korea. And now you see China all over the place. Now, SK is a South Korean-based multinational conglomerate involved in lots of businesses. Saw them here last year, I think, for the first time. Maybe they were here earlier. But this year, their presence, I mean, that has to be a million-plus dollar
booth. It was like half an acre.
It's a half acre. They have a train, EB.
Oh,
you can get on a train.
Oh, man.
They have, you know, swing things that at carnivals where it goes swings really high?
Yeah, yeah.
They've got that when you're wearing AR or virtual reality glasses.
But we should also talk about an important aspect of what they're promoting, which is kind of more sustainable media and reducing emissions in media. So it's one of the biggest or the biggest player in South Korean television, correct?
Yep.
And so I happened upon it. I only saw it for 2 seconds, so I missed the train. But I did 500 people walking along with Shelley Zales on a PDQ tour of the floor.
Oh, Shelley Zales, right?
So I saw it then, and I was astounded. Yeah.
I mean, look, we've seen over-the-top type things before at CES. LG, and that's the other thing we should mention, is that for the past, as long as I can remember, LG has had that wall of televisions doing this huge cave theater.
Right.
This year they didn't. This year, that's gone.
They did have a huge transparent television wall.
They had a transparent wall, but that wasn't the cave that they've done for
years. Yeah.
Where people would sit down and just stare and watch at it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it wasn't impressive, but it was different. I have to go back and see Samsung. I haven't walked there yet. But the creativity involved in SK.
Yeah.
I mean, I went over to them. I said, I don't know. I'm not here to ask about your messaging, whatever. I just wanted to say to you, congratulations to whoever your event marketing team was.
Yeah, exactly.
That put it together.
And even with a little nod to the capabilities of things like digital out of home now, if you look at the Sphere in Las Vegas, they had a mini Sphere on their show floor.
A giant globe. A giant globe that actually had better resolution than the Sphere does.
Exactly.
So,
well, thank you for helping me resolve a little more insight about what we see at CES.
Look, there's a lot going on, and it's as exciting as it's ever been. So,
thank you, Jeff Minsky.
Thank you, Amy Wallace.
Kathy Neuberger, I cannot think of anybody I would rather play armchair quarterback with about CES than you. Hello, my friend. Good to see you.
I haven't seen enough of you.
I know. Yeah. We were able to be at a few sessions together at CES, and I so admire you over many, many years of us crossing paths in the media television industry as someone who is an excellent observer and summarizer. So what did you see? What did you love? How was your your first CES?
My first CES, and I am prepared to observe and summarize.
Good.
I was blown away by the number of people in our business that were there. It was like there were two conferences. There was the conference at the hotels that was about marketing, and where I saw just about marketers of every kind and people from every publisher. I was shocked when people weren't there. It felt like an old-fashioned show from years and years ago.
Right.
It was wonderful to run into people. And then there were connections with people that I knew I was going to make, like the DPA did an amazing session.
The Digital Out of Home Trade Association.
Oh, yes. And Barry Fry, Super Services members.
Right.
It's an amazing organization. And then Comcast and Charter and Ampersand brought in Evan Shapiro.
Right. Evan Shapiro, who I think you work with. Is that right?
Yes. When he went to what became AMC Networks.
And now he's a pundit, and he's talking about what's new, what's next in the media space, and he's mapping this all out as like a media cartographer. But I think that you had some good impressions from that session.
Yeah, Evan is always three steps ahead of everybody else. He was CISO before anyone else was doing a streaming service. And in this case, he pointed out how the legacy media has connections that are so deep with consumers, the people who are paying Comcast and Charter for their service, that those relationships create real value for advertisers because there are people who really, really consume media intentionally.
Right.
And then also hand in hand with the importance of live television will help, I think, preserve some of those legacy media folks. He did talk about churn, but you're optimistic. Yeah. The whole thing made me optimistic. Everything about this event made me feel like 2024 is going to be a good year and beyond. The other thing that I noticed was the creativity of the companies on the floor, the products that they create, the glasses that close caption things,
yep.
the cars that don't have steering wheels,
there should be like a little emoticon of head exploding right there.
Did any specific booth or activation strike you in particular? There were two, actually, and neither of them was a piece of tech. One was a company called Freestyle Plus, which, do you remember the show Freestyle Love Supreme?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a company that grew out of that. It's an improvisational, idea-generating company that was exhibiting in the AARP Tech for Seniors area about keeping people's brains engaged. And what a cool online tool they've created. Just really, really interesting. And they did a whole hip-hop sort of rap performance and got us up on our feet talking. It was really special. And then there was another company that was about ideation and problem solving for government businesses that was displaying in Eureka Hall. And that company is called MITRE. And they had a book called The Toolbox of Innovation that is how companies sort of brainstorm together to solve problems. We're talking not just problems that advertising companies have, but problems that the world has.
So an approach to brainstorming, approach to problem solving, a systematic approach to that. Boy, it seems like something we really needed. Now, you and I had a particular view out a window at one point. And so speaking of digital out of home, your favorite vision in Las Vegas.
Okay. My favorite vision had nothing to do with tech. It was all about creativity, using the limitations of the canvas in front of you. And the canvas in this case was the side of the Luxor Hotel, which, as you know, is shaped like a pyramid. Yep. So a side of it was a triangle. And that triangle was a plain, old-fashioned, static. It was an ad for Doritos. It was just a graphic ad. The side of the building became a giant Dorito. And since then, all I have wanted has been Doritos. I got to tell you, it's funny how the thing that came with me outside of the tech convention was the non-tech ad.
Well, talk about effective advertising. So, and then also with the out-of-home tactics, we heard a lot about drones. We heard a lot about AI, of course, infused in everything. And I'll also give a shout out to some of the amazing panelists that I heard at Brand Innovators. They had Lindy Acarino, famously of X now. They had Mark Cuban. Yeah. They had the CMO of Pfizer. I wish I'd had a chance to see more panels, but what did we do? 20,000 steps a day and scratch the surface, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that I'm taking away from me, one of the panelists that I saw was talking about AI. And she said, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to be using it as a marketer, but if I were a salesperson, I would be using AI to record my calls and to transcribe them and organize them. And that is totally what I'm going to be doing going forward. What a great idea.
All right. Well, I will be transcribing our show notes from this podcast. And by the way, I should give an homage to my next episode. This is, of course, a bonus episode just based on some observations at CES. But coming up next will be a three-segment interview, first with Prohaska and her friend Brian Norris, now at EW Scripps, talking about rebranding news, then marketing architects talking about the need for better DSPs and their unique approach being an ad agency that does not charge you for creative or analytics. It's an interesting idea. And then Tamara Zubati, who has built, as an engineer herself, yay her, a better mousetrap for measuring brand safety
including podcasting. So interesting episode coming up, and great to see you, Kathy. I thank you for recapping part of CES.
Thank you, EB.
Well, I hope you got some good insider scoop from this episode of Insider Interviews with me, EB Moss. If you enjoyed this content, please feel free to buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/mossappeal. And I hope you'll follow Insider Interviews on social media and let me know if you have a question or a suggestion for a next stellar guest in media, marketing, and advertising. If I can help you with your company's podcast, please find me at mossappeal.com. Thanks again for listening.